The Writer's Digest Guide to Query Letters by WD Editors. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Writer's Digest Guide to Query Letters, edited by the WD Editors, is a comprehensive guide for writers looking to get their work published. It provides step-by-step instructions on how to craft an effective query letter that will grab the attention of editors and agents. The book covers topics such as understanding what makes a good query letter, researching potential markets, writing compelling copy, formatting your letter correctly, and following up after submission. The book begins with an overview of the publishing industry and explains why it's important for writers to understand how it works before they start submitting queries. It then goes into detail about crafting a successful query letter, including advice on choosing the right words and phrases that will make your pitch stand out from others. Additionally, there are tips on researching potential markets so you can target your queries appropriately. The Writer's Digest Guide also includes examples of successful query letters from various genres so readers can see what works in practice. There is also guidance on formatting your letter correctly according to industry standards, as well as advice on when and how often you should follow up after sending out submissions. Overall, this book provides everything aspiring authors need to know about creating effective query letters that will help them get their work noticed by publishers or agents. With its clear explanations and helpful examples, it's sure to be an invaluable resource for any writer looking for success in getting their work published. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the purpose of a query letter. A query letter is a one-page letter sent to an editor or publisher to pitch a story idea. It should be concise, professional, and persuasive in order to capture the editor's attention and convince them to read your work. Main idea number 2. Research the publication. Before writing a query letter, it is important to research the publication to ensure that your story idea is a good fit. This includes understanding the publication's audience, style, and content. Main idea number 3. Craft a compelling subject line. The subject line of your query letter should be concise and attention-grabbing. It should clearly communicate the story idea and entice the editor to read further. Main idea number 4. Introduce yourself. The opening paragraph of your query letter should introduce yourself and provide a brief overview of your writing experience. Main idea number 5. Explain the story idea. The body of the query letter should explain the story idea in detail. This should include the story's premise, characters, and plot. Main idea number 6. Showcase your writing style. The query letter should showcase your writing style and demonstrate why you are the best person to write the story. Main idea number 7. Include a sample of your work. If possible, include a sample of your writing in the query letter. This will give the editor a better understanding of your writing style and ability. Main idea number 8. Explain why the story is timely. Explain why the story is timely and relevant to the publication's audience. This will help the editor understand why the story should be published now. Main idea number 9. Offer exclusivity. Offer the editor exclusive rights to the story. This will make the story more attractive to the editor and increase the chances of it being accepted. Main idea number 10. Provide contact information. Include your contact information at the end of the query letter. This will make it easier for the editor to contact you if they are interested in the story. Main idea number 11. Follow submission guidelines. Make sure to follow the publication's submission guidelines. This will show the editor that you are professional and serious about your work. Main idea number 12. Personalize the query letter. personalize the query letter to the editor. This will show that you have taken the time to research the publication and understand the editor's needs. Main idea number 13. Avoid jargon. Avoid using jargon or technical language in the query letter. This will make it easier for the editor to understand the story idea. Main idea number 14. Keep it short. Keep the query letter short and to the point. This will make it easier for the editor to read and understand the story idea. Main idea number 15. Proofread the letter. Proofread the query letter for any typos or errors. This will show the editor that you take your work seriously. Main idea number 16. Follow up with the editor after sending the query letter. This will show that you are interested in the story and eager to hear back from the editor. Main idea number 17. Consider other outlets for the story if the editor does not respond. This will increase the chances of the story being published. Main idea number 18. Don't give up if the editor does not respond. Keep trying and eventually you will find the right outlet for your story. Main idea number 19. Network with other writers and editors. This will help you build relationships and increase the chances of your story being accepted. Main idea number 20. Learn from rejection and use it to improve your writing. This will help you become a better writer and increase the chances of your story being accepted. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. A query letter is an essential tool for any writer looking to get their work published. It serves as a way to introduce yourself and your story idea to an editor or publisher in the hopes of getting them interested enough to read your work. When writing a query letter, it's important to be concise and professional while also making sure that you capture the attention of the reader. You should include information about yourself, such as any previous publications or awards you have received, as well as details about your story idea. Make sure that you explain why this particular story would be interesting and relevant for readers. Your query letter should also include a brief synopsis of your story so that the editor can get an understanding of what it's about without having to read through all of its pages. Finally, make sure that you end with a call to action asking them if they are interested in reading more. By following these tips when crafting your query letter, you will increase your chances of getting noticed by editors and publishers who may be interested in publishing your work. Main idea number 2. Researching a publication before writing a query letter is essential for ensuring that your story idea is the right fit. To do this, you should familiarize yourself with the publication's audience, style, and content. Knowing who the readers are will help you tailor your pitch to their interests. Additionally, understanding the magazine or newspaper's style can help you craft an effective query letter that fits in with their format and tone. You can research publications by reading past issues of magazines or newspapers online or at libraries. You may also be able to find information about them on websites such as Writer's Market or Duotrope. It's important to take time to read through several issues of a publication so that you have an accurate sense of what they publish and how they present it. By researching a publication thoroughly before submitting your query letter, you increase your chances of having it accepted by editors. Taking the time to understand what kind of stories they like and how they prefer them presented will make sure that yours stands out from all other submissions. Main idea number 3. Crafting a compelling subject line for your query letter is essential to getting an editor's attention. Your subject line should be concise and direct, while also conveying the essence of your story idea in an intriguing way. It should make the editor want to read further and learn more about what you have to offer. With careful thought and consideration, you can create a subject line that will draw in readers and help get your work noticed. Main idea number 4. My name is Name, and I am an experienced writer with a passion for storytelling. I have been writing professionally for number years, during which time I have had the opportunity to work on a variety of projects in different genres. My experience includes writing articles, blog posts, short stories, novels, and more. Additionally, I have written copy for websites and marketing materials. I am always looking to expand my portfolio by taking on new challenges that will help me grow as a writer. As such, I am eager to explore opportunities where my skills can be put to use. Main idea number 5. My story idea is about a young woman named Sarah who has been struggling to make ends meet since she was laid off from her job. She's desperate for money and decides to take on a risky job as an undercover detective. With the help of her best friend, she infiltrates a criminal organization in order to uncover their secrets and bring them down. Along the way, Sarah discovers that there are more sinister forces at work than she ever imagined. Sarah must use all of her wits and courage to stay one step ahead of the criminals while also trying to keep her identity hidden. As she gets closer to uncovering the truth, Sarah finds herself in increasingly dangerous situations where failure could mean death or worse. In the end, Sarah must face off against powerful enemies in order to save herself and those around her. Main idea number 6. A query letter is an important tool for any writer looking to get their work published. It should be crafted carefully, as it serves as a representation of your writing style and ability. When submitting a query letter, you want to make sure that the editor or publisher can see why you are the best person to write this story. Your query letter should include information about yourself and your writing experience, such as any awards or recognition you have received for your work. You should also provide details on the project itself, what genre it falls into, how long it is, and what makes it unique from other stories in its category. Additionally, if there are any special elements that will draw readers in, such as an interesting setting or characters with compelling backstories, you should mention them here. Finally, don't forget to showcase your writing style. Your query letter should demonstrate why you are the perfect author for this particular story. Use vivid language and descriptive phrases so that editors can envision how well-crafted your prose will be when they read through the manuscript. Main idea number 7. I am writing to submit my novel, I, The Adventures of Tom Sawyeri, for consideration. It is a coming-of-age story set in the small town of St. Petersburg, Missouri during the mid-1800s. The main character, Tom Sawyer, is an adventurous and mischievous boy who embarks on a series of exciting adventures with his friends as they explore their hometown and its surroundings. Tom's journey takes him through many trials and tribulations as he learns valuable lessons about life along the way. He discovers that friendship can be found in unexpected places and that courage comes from within. His experiences teach him how to stand up for what he believes in despite opposition from those around him. My novel has been praised by readers for its vivid descriptions of 19th-century America and its captivating characters. I believe it will appeal to readers looking for an entertaining yet thought-provoking read. Enclosed, please find 3 sample chapters from I, The Adventures of Tom Sawyeri. Thank you very much for your time and consideration. Main idea number 8. The story I am proposing is timely and relevant to the publication's audience because it addresses a current issue that has been in the news recently. It provides an in-depth look at how this issue affects people on a personal level, which will be of interest to readers who are looking for more information about the topic. Additionally, it offers insight into potential solutions and strategies for dealing with this problem, making it useful and informative for those seeking practical advice. This story is also timely because its subject matter is highly relevant to today's society. The issues discussed are ones that many people face on a daily basis, so readers can relate to them easily. Furthermore, by exploring these topics from different perspectives, the article sheds light on important conversations that need to be had now more than ever. Main idea number 9. Offering exclusivity is a great way to make your story more attractive to an editor. By granting exclusive rights to the story, you are giving the editor assurance that no one else will be able to publish it. This can help increase the chances of your story being accepted and published. When offering exclusivity, make sure you specify how long this agreement should last for. You may want to consider setting a time limit on when the exclusive rights expire so that you can still have control over where and when your work is published. It's also important to remember that not all editors will accept exclusive rights offers, so be prepared for some rejections if you choose this route. However, if an editor does accept your offer of exclusivity, it could mean greater exposure for your work and potentially higher payouts in return. Main idea number 10. Including your contact information at the end of your query letter is essential. It makes it easier for editors to get in touch with you if they are interested in learning more about your story. Make sure to include all relevant contact details, such as an email address, phone number, and mailing address. If you have a website or social media accounts related to writing or publishing, feel free to include those links as well. This will give the editor a better sense of who you are and what kind of work you do. Finally, make sure that all of your contact information is up to date so that editors can easily reach out to you when needed. Main idea number 11. Submitting your work according to the publication's guidelines is an important step in getting your writing accepted. Following the submission guidelines shows that you are professional and serious about your work, and it also demonstrates respect for the editor's time. It can be helpful to read through a publication's submission guidelines carefully before submitting any material, as they may include specific instructions on formatting, length of submissions, or other requirements. For example, some publications may require that all submissions be sent via email with a certain subject line format. Others might ask for manuscripts to be double-spaced or have page numbers included. If you don't follow these instructions exactly, it could lead to delays in processing or even rejection of your piece. In addition to following the basic submission guidelines outlined by each publication, there are several other steps you can take when submitting your work. Only proofread thoroughly, make sure there are no typos or grammatical errors in your manuscript before sending it off. Only include a cover letter. A brief cover letter introducing yourself and summarizing why you think this particular piece would fit well with the magazine is always appreciated by editors. Only to be patient. Editors receive hundreds of submissions every day, so it may take some time for them to get back to you regarding their decision. Main idea number 12. When writing a query letter to an editor, it is important to personalize the letter. This will demonstrate that you have taken the time to research the publication and understand what type of content they are looking for. To do this, include specific details about why your article or story would be a good fit for their readership. For example, if you are submitting a piece on travel, mention how your experience in that particular destination could provide unique insight into its culture and attractions. In addition to providing information about yourself and your work, make sure to address the editor by name when possible. This shows respect for their position as well as demonstrates that you have done your homework in researching who will be reading your submission. Finally, don't forget to thank them for taking the time out of their busy schedule to consider your work. A personalized query letter can go a long way towards making a positive impression with editors and increasing the chances of getting published. Main idea number 13. When writing a query letter, it is important to avoid using jargon or technical language. This will make the story idea easier for an editor to understand and appreciate. Instead of relying on complex terminology, focus on providing a clear description of the story concept in plain language that anyone can comprehend. In addition, be sure to provide enough detail about the plot and characters so that the editor has a good understanding of what your story is about. If you are able to capture their interest with your query letter, they may be more likely to request additional information or even ask for the full manuscript. Main idea number 14. When writing a query letter, it is important to keep it short and to the point. This will make it easier for the editor to quickly read and understand your story idea. Make sure that you include all of the necessary information in as few words as possible. In the Writer's Digest Guide to Query Letters by WD Editors, you can find helpful tips on how to craft an effective query letter that will grab an editor's attention. It provides advice on what should be included in a query letter, such as a brief synopsis of your story idea, why this particular publication would be interested in publishing your work, and any other relevant details. Main idea number 15. Proofreading your query letter is an important step in the writing process. It shows the editor that you take your work seriously and are committed to producing a high-quality piece of writing. To ensure accuracy, read through your letter several times, looking for any typos or errors. Pay special attention to spelling, grammar, punctuation, and formatting. If possible, have someone else review it as well. Another set of eyes can often catch mistakes that you may have missed. The Writer's Digest Guide to Query Letters by WD Editors provides helpful advice on how to craft a successful query letter. This book covers topics such as what information should be included in the letter and how best to present it so that editors will be interested in reading more about your project. Main idea number 16. Following up with the editor after sending a query letter is an important step in the process of getting your story published. It shows that you are interested in the story and eager to hear back from the editor. Following up can be done by email, phone call, or even snail mail. When following up, make sure to include any additional information that may have been requested by the editor when they received your initial query letter. When following up, it's important to remain professional and courteous. Make sure not to come across as pushy or demanding. Instead, focus on expressing enthusiasm for your story and interest in working with them further. Additionally, if you haven't heard back from them within a reasonable amount of time, usually 2 weeks, feel free to follow up again. Main idea number 17. Consider other outlets for the story if the editor does not respond. This could include submitting it to other magazines, newspapers, or online publications that may be interested in your story. You can also look into self-publishing options such as creating an ebook or a blog post series. Additionally, you could consider pitching the idea to television networks or film production companies. By exploring all of these different avenues, you will increase your chances of getting your story published and seen by a wider audience. Main idea number 18. Don't give up is a mantra that all writers should live by. When it comes to submitting your work, you may not get the response you were hoping for right away. But don't let this discourage you from continuing to pursue publication. Keep trying and eventually you will find the right outlet for your story. It's important to remember that editors are busy people and they receive hundreds of submissions every day. It can take time for them to review each one carefully and respond accordingly. Don't be afraid to follow up with an editor if they haven't responded in a timely manner, just make sure not to be too pushy or aggressive. You should also consider researching other outlets where your work might fit better than the original submission target. There are many different types of publications out there, so don't limit yourself when it comes to finding potential homes for your writing. At the end of the day, never give up on getting published. With enough persistence and determination, you'll eventually find success as a writer. Main idea number 19. Networking with other writers and editors is an important part of the writing process. By building relationships, you can increase your chances of having your story accepted by a publisher or editor. You can network in person at conferences and workshops, or online through social media platforms such as Twitter and LinkedIn. Connecting with other writers will give you access to valuable advice on how to craft a successful query letter, as well as provide insight into what publishers are looking for in stories. You should also consider joining professional organizations related to writing and publishing. These groups often host events where you can meet industry professionals who may be able to help get your work published. Additionally, many organizations offer resources such as newsletters that keep members up to date on the latest trends in the publishing world. Main idea number 20. Learning from rejection is an important part of the writing process. It can be difficult to accept that your work has been rejected, but it's important to take a step back and look at what you could have done differently. Ask yourself questions such as, "What did I do wrong? How can I improve my story? What feedback did the editor give me?" By taking the time to reflect on your work and learn from any mistakes or areas for improvement, you will become a better writer in the long run. You may even find that some of the advice given by editors helps you create stories that are more likely to be accepted. It's also helpful to read other writers' query letters and see how they approach their submissions. This will help you understand what works well when submitting stories, so you can apply these techniques in your own writing. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.